Blog Talk Radio. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Here on the Hour of Power broadcast. I am your host, Dr. Mary McCoy. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. This morning, we're so thankful that our God, He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the ending. He is the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. I proclaim to you today that He has not some power, but He has all power in His hand. And yes, He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. What is it that you need from God this morning? What is it that you are going through and you need the mercy of God? You need His grace. You're going through things in your life, and you don't have to go through it by yourself. But our God, He is able to move on your behalf. Yes, He is able to fight every battle, because a battle does not belong unto you, but the battle belongs to God, and He is well able to fight every battle. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. You still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell them that the power of our, the hour of power is on the air. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you. God, we magnify your name. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done, all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that that word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. That word that we hear in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Lord God, have your way, God, even now, Lord, to the hearers of thy word. And this we thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Yes, you are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast, and we are broadcasting from the beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Here today, we are excited about the Word of God, as always. For in the Word of God, it brings light. Oh, my goodness, it brings illumination. It gives us strength. It helps us to endure. It helps us to have victory in our lives. And we are here today to preach and to teach the Word of God. We are going to be studying today, as on Wednesday, from the book of Jonah, which is found in the Old Testament. And we spoke on Wednesday from that first chapter. Today we're going to cover the second chapter. We talked about on Wednesday how God had sent the man of God. Yes, he was a man of God. He sent him to go, commission him to go to Nineveh so he could preach to the people, that he'll be able to warn the people, to be able to cry against it, because the people of Nineveh, they were living in wickedness and they were sinning against God. But I thank God for the mercy of God. Even when man is in their sin, even when they're in their transgression, God, the Word of God says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have an everlasting life. God was sending the man of God to go, the prophet of God, to go to Nineveh, to give them warning, to let them know and warn them of their wickedness, of their sin. But then we talk about that Jonah, the man of God, he did not want to go. He did not really want these people to be saved. He didn't really want them to be delivered from their sin and their transgression, because he knew the history of these people. These people were wicked people. They did dreadful things. But it's not for us to be judgmental about the nature and the character of anyone. We ought to give them God's word. We ought to let them know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, that they can have eternal life in them. So after God has sent Jonah to go, instead of him going, he decided that he was going to go to Tarshish, and he paid his fare. He got on the ship, not a boat, got on the ship, and he decided that I'm going to get comfortable, and I'm going to be in a position of rest. And he decided that he was going to lie down in the bottom part of the boat, and he went fast asleep. But in the midst of all of this, there became a wind, and it began to beat against the ship. It began to kind of to be uncontrollable. And they tried in order to be able to get the ship and to control the ship. But yet there was a disobedient man of God that was on that ship. And after a while, we found that after they could not control it, the shipmaster had gone and he had awakened Jonah, and he called him the sleeper, and he wanted him to wake up and to pray unto his God. And I want to take you through this so that we can get through that second chapter. And here we find that they had cast lots to find out what was happening. Why are we having this unusual problem? Now, I knew that in the Word of God, and I know in the natural, that there are storms, there are situations that a ship may encounter. But yet, this was, I believe, was quite unusual. So they began to cast lots. They began to see who on there was causing the problem, and they found out the problem was Jonah. Jonah was causing a problem, and he was about to get the people on that boat. When you are disobedient, you involve other people as well. Yes, he involved the people's lives that was on that ship because he didn't want to do what God had instructed him to do, if that which was to go unto Nineveh in order to cry against that city, against that place. Yes, it was a great place. It was a great city with many, many people in there, but yet Jonah did not want to go. After they had cast a lot and found that it was Jonah, and then they began, see, before, even as we discussed on Wednesday, we discussed that they began in the process to throw things off of the ship in order to save the people and to save everybody on that ship. And they even asked Jonah, about himself, about his occupation, about his history. They didn't really care before, but by this man on this ship was causing them a lot of problems. It was about like their lives was in jeopardy. And here, this man was before time on the ship, lying restful and peaceful on the ship. But yet, the Jonah told them they had tried to preserve their lives. But after they found out that it was Jonah, they didn't want to his life to be taken away as well. Jonah told them if they just cast him into the sea, just throw him aboard, like he said, man of overboard, just throw him, and just because he knew that it was him, he knew that it was him causing this problem. And as we said, they didn't want to do it, but finally they decided that they had to throw Jonah aboard. And you know, when times like these, I'm quite sure it did not make them feel good on the inside, because even as we began to read the Word of God, they were sorry. They didn't want to have to do that, even praying to God, you know, because of the fact they didn't really want to do it, but they knew. And they heard. They knew he was a man of God because he told them. He told them his history. But they had to throw him aboard. And when they did, the sea began to calm. The place of water began to calm, because it was God doing. Because of the fact that he was going to get his man, he was going to get his prophet, he was going to have that prophet to obey him. See, obedience is better than a sacrifice. It is better to obey God. Why go through turmoil? Why be miserable? Why do these things when you already know the will of God? We talked about on Wednesday, we talked about the disobedient apostle, disobedient prophet and prophetess, disobedient evangelist, disobedient pastor and teacher that God has called, and the Bible minister go forth and to tell the world and to warn the world, to tell the world that the wages of sin is death, to tell them about the love of God, how they can be saved and how they can be delivered, and to warn them of their transgression and their sin. And here, this man of God running away from the will, from the call of God. Yes, I'll go to a certain class of people, but I'm not going to Nineveh. These are people that are so sinful and have done so many things that they don't even have a right to live. Who are we that we are judgmental of who we're going to go to and tell and give the word of God to? Because God loves the world. That's what the word of God says. But God so loved the world. Anything that's in the world, God loves them. He doesn't love their doings. He doesn't love the fornicating, the whoremongering, the adultery. He doesn't love the lying and the stealing. No, he doesn't love that part of it. But he loved that individual. He loved them so much that he gave his life. He loved them so much that he called this man of God to go unto this place and to warn them, because he was getting ready to destroy this place. He was going to destroy it. But warning comes. Warning comes. And they, God wanted to warn them, to let them know, to give them another opportunity before he destroyed them. And that takes us into today's word of God. And that takes us to Jonah, the second chapter. I tried to bring you into where we are right now. And when we speak in that, even in that first chapter, it tells us that it didn't even, when he was thrown aboard, you know, God had always prepared, already had prepared a fish, this great fish that swallowed Jonah. He didn't let him drown. He didn't take his life, but he had a fish that swallowed him up. And here in the second chapter and the first verse, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cry by reason of my affliction. Now he knows that he's gone through something. Now he knows that he was in a fish belly. It wasn't any light in there. I can imagine it was dark. I can imagine it was dreary and weary, and I can imagine the looking and not even really see, but yet he was in the belly of this fish. You You can only imagine how he had felt. He felt that he was going through affliction. When we don't do the will of God, it afflicts our life. It causes things to happen in our lives when we don't obey him, when we don't do what God's word says. Here he said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord. And he heard me out of the belly of hell. He decided that he was going to pray. He decided that I need to pray to the God Most High. I need to get in touch with him. That's the way it is sometimes when we are not praying and we're doing everything but praying. And then we get in these situations that we need God to move on our behalf. He didn't stop to pray for the Ninevites when God told him, and he didn't proceed to go and to warn them. But when he got into trouble, when he began to be in the fish, the belly of the fish, then he decided that he was going to pray. He decided that he was going to pray unto God. He said, and he heard me out of the belly of hell. It was like hell to him, being in this fish. He said, and I cried, and thou heardest my voice. God, he will hear the voice of his people. Well, look what the word of God says. He said, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves. He had to humble himself. The word of God says, like, humble himself and pray and seek my faith and turn away from their wicked way. He said that he will hear from heaven. He said that he will forgive the sin. He said that he will heal the land. So here, Jonah is praying in the belly of the fish, and he knew that God was hearing him. He said in that third verse, for thou hadst cast me unto the deep, in the midst of the sea, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. Yet I will look again toward the holy year. When I turn my face against thee, against thy word, and doing my own thing, and yet I'm going through this affliction, and I see where I was obedient. I don't like going through this affliction. So, God, I'm going to turn my face towards thee. I'm going to turn my face towards thy holy temple. The waves, the water compassed me about, even to the soul. The death closed me around about. The weeds were wrapped around my head. Don't you know? Could you imagine the trash and the weeds and the thing that was inside of that fish had effect on him? All that dirty things, all the things that the fish may eat, if he was able to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was able to be in his belly, I'm quite sure of the thing was in his belly as well. He said, the weeds were wrapped about my head. He said, I went down to the bottom of the mountain. The earth with her bars were around me forever. Yet, as thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord, my God. And then in that seventh verse, when my soul faded within me, I remembered the Lord. Sometimes we go through situations in our lives that God had to remind us to remember him. So don't forget now that I am God. Don't forget that I am the Alpha and Omega. Don't forget that I am the one that created you. I'm the one that made you. I'm the one that has forgiven you for your sin. I'm the one that has forgiven you of your transgressions. Remember that you weren't always safe. You didn't always know me. You didn't always walk with me. You didn't always hear what I said. But yet I saved you, and I call you a prophet. I call you to go to pull. I call you as an evangelist, as a prophet of God, to go and to speak to my people because I love them, even in their sin, even in their transgression. But no, he decided he was going to disobey God. God is speaking to men and women everywhere, men and women that are saved. Men and women that know God, those that God has called to let the world know that he is coming. He's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we may have life and that we can have it more abundantly. There's come a day, and there's coming a day that Jesus Christ is going to come. And we will not have done all that God has ordained for us to do. Jonah was going against God. He wasn't running to God. He wasn't running to God's people, but he was running against God, away from God. And he was causing God to have to make a decision to do these things that can bring about correction. Because when we don't do the will of God, we are like bastards, says the word of God. We are like bastards. And we don't want to be bastards. We want to be obedient unto God. We don't want to be unrighteous in our thinking. We don't want our heart and our mind to be corrupt. But we want to do the will of God. So therefore, it tells us. He said, when my soul faints, when it's like when you don't give up. When a person faints, they almost like give up. They have lost control over their lives or over their body. So they're not doing that. That's their position. Not to be strong, a position not to stand. You know, we got to take a stand. We got to do all that God has called us to do. Hear me, men and women of God, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, hear what I say this morning. He said, when my soul fainted within me, I remember the Lord, and it's always good that we can remember the Lord. What about people that don't know the Lord? How are they going to remember him if you don't tell them about him? If you don't give them the word of God. And he said, and my prayer came into thee, unto thy holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. And I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that which I have vowed. Salvation is the Lord. And the Lord spake. Come on, I want you to get this. Listen at this. This is just not something of a book, a historic book. This is the Bible that we're reading. This is what God, I believe that God had, even as we have read how God have our news that after he was thrown aboard, as I said, he didn't let him drown, he was in that fish. But after he had some time to think, sometimes you need to, after you have been in disobedience to God, and God gave you some time, and you began to be, you've been tried, you're going through things in your life. And it makes you get back in place. in the place that you should never have gotten out of, but yet God mercy is toward all of us. Because all of us, we're looking to God to keep us daily before in this walk with him. As we see here in that 10th verse of the second chapter of Jonah, hear the word of God said, and the Lord spake unto the fish. I'm talking about, didn't speak to Jonah right then. He had already spoke to him. Had Jonah inside of the fish, in the belly of the fish. He spoke to the fish and listened. Come on. And it vomited growth out Jonah upon the dry land. It didn't bother him up inside of the sea, but he did it in on dry land. What a God that we serve. The fish obeyed God. Why is it that man cannot obey God? Why is it that man will not do the will of the Father when a fish, obeyed God by vomiting Jonah upon dry land? Our God is a awesome God. Our God is a God that's able to move in behalf of his people. And I'm just going to just continue this morning. I'm just going to go a little bit in that third chapter, because I know that you want to hear what happened. I want you to remember. You may have read it, but I just want you to know what the call of God is and how important it is in our lives, how important it is in the lives of God's people. We don't tell them about them, and we don't warn them that they're going to die and go to hell. And we don't warn them. So in that third chapter of Jonah, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. Arise, get up, go into Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose. He obeyed this time. You know what he went through. Sometimes when you go through things and trials and tribulation because of disobedience, it gets you up even quicker and faster. It will cause you to do those things instantly, what God has already told you to do. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city. It took him a day's journey. And he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. You have 40 days. 40 days, and Nineveh is going to be destroyed. It's going to be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God. They knew the lies they were living. They knew what they were doing. And they believed God, and they proclaimed a fast. Somebody needed to fast. And put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose, funked his throne, and laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and set in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd not flock, taste anything. Let them not eat nor drink water. Okay, this is critical. This is crucial. This is going to be devastating. The king, he done pulled off his royal robe. He knew that he was in trouble. He knew that the people that he was ruled over was in trouble. They believed God, so what did they do? They began to fast. The king told them not to drink anything, not to eat anything. He covered himself in sackcloth because he wanted God to not to destroy them. You know what he said? In that seventh verse, he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd or flock, taste anything. Not only man, but don't give an animal, don't give a herd. Nobody eat, nobody drink. Let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth. See, they knew what to do anyhow. Don't you know people know sometimes what to do, but they won't do it? This king rising to the occasion, and he let them know that they need to fast. Our nation needs to fast. The people need to fast. If he is king and he's telling them to fast, that means that everybody ought to fast. Everybody ought to go before God. Let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil ways and from the violence that is in their hand. Who can tell? Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? And God, listen, when man prays in sincerity, the word of God say man shall always pray and not to faint. Here in that 10th verse again. And God saw their works. He seen them. That they turned from their evil ways. And God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them. And he did it not. That let us know that when man prays, when people pray, they're going to see a difference. When men humble themselves and pray, we're going to see a difference. When a nation prays, we're going to see a difference in the lives of the nation, in the lives of the people. Today we're coming before you for the Our Power broadcast. And we are coming in the name of Jesus. And we are asking you to repent of your sin. We're asking you to ask God to forgive you for your transgressions, for the things that you have done, for the things that you're doing, even as of today. We're going to ask God to move and to touch your heart, to touch the mind, the soul, and the spirit. Somebody is listening here today that need to repent. Somebody that's listening that a backslider. You may be a backslider preacher. You need to repent. You may be a backslider evangelist. You need to repent. You may be a backsliding apostle, a prophet, a prophetess, pastor or teacher, a member of a church. You need to repent. If we turn to God and we ask God to forgive us for our sin, our transgression, God's going to come in. And he's going to hear, like he heard the Ninevites, like he heard their cry, like he heard their prayer, their petition to God. He's seen them when they turn away from their wickedness. God will see when we turn away from our wickedness, from our wicked doing. Come on. So today is your day to be saved, to be changed. It is a day that you can take the mask off of pretense and live this life, the life that God wants you to live. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise and glory and thanksgiving. We ask you, Lord, even as you have allowed me to speak forth the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. Lord, even as you have ordained us, God, this day to speak the word of God to the nation, to your people, to your prophetess, God, to the evangelist, God, to the fivefold minister, to the people of God that you are counting on to do the work of God. I pray out even now, God, that you, God, will forgive them for their sin. God, that you will cast every sin into the sea of forgetfulness, Lord. God, you said that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead. You said, God, that we shall be saved. God, I pray even now that you've touched the heart of the people, those that have been walking in strife and jealousy and envy, those that have been walking and living in that life that's unpleasing, those that have turned to apostasy. Lord, I pray even now, God, that you will forgive them this day and this hour. God, that the love of you, God, will be manifested in them like never before. God, that they'll fall to their knees. God, even in day you pray. God, he prayed three times a day. He prayed to the God that was able to deliver, a God that he loved. Lord, calls us, Lord God, to be the God that we love, that we will pray, and that we will love your people the way that you love them. I pray, God, even now, God, that you will move on their behalf. God, that you will touch them, that you will make the difference in their lives. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, God, that it shall be done even as I speak. Strength, courage, boldness, let them be, God, that women, that woman of God, and that man of God, and that boy and that girl, God, that you call to speak forth your word. And Father, we just thank you, God, even now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, even as I pray, Lord, I send the word, God, to those that are sick, those that have infirmities in their body. I send for the word, God, even now, God, that they shall live and not die. I send the word, God, this morning, God, that those that have leukemia, God, that they are healed right now in the name of Jesus. God, that the blood and the bodies, God, will heal. It will be healed even as I speak. Father, in Jesus' name, those that with lupus, God, that they are healed right now in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare it is done. God, those who are, God, with the infirmities in the spine, Lord, I pray healing. God, those that are having infirmities in the lumbar, in the thoracic area, God, that they're healed, in that cervical area, God, that they're healed by the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. So, Lord, we thank you right now. Lord, touching and healing and bringing deliverance, whatever the sickness, whatever the diseases may be, I pray healing right now because you specialize in every area. And, Father, I thank you and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. We want you to tune in on next Wednesday, on this coming Wednesday, at the same time as we, again, preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word. Why don't you call a neighbor, call a friend, tune in to this broadcast. May the blessing of God be yours today and forever. In Jesus' name.